Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. One of my favorite places in the entire world, well, I haven't been everywhere, so I don't really know that, but one of my favorite places in the United States is Alaska. I've been up there twice. It's beautiful. If you ever want to feel humbled, head yourself up to Alaska, because you get up and you look outside every day and the trees are huge and the animals are free and the mountains are glorious. The clouds are low. The sun is beautiful. Gorgeous state. And the flowers, you know, I was up there in the summer too. I've never been there in the winter. So that's a bit of an idea as well, that I just love that state. So our topic today is Alaska, if you haven't figured that out. And we're going to look at the edible plants that are up there. And what can we survive on if we're up in nature? What kind of medicinal plants could we use if we lived in that area? Again, you know, some other plants are going to be the same as ours because we're in the same conditions. They just have a little bit more light in the summer and a little less light in the winter. But as for Minnesota and Alaska, a lot of the plants are most likely the same. So we'll take a gander and see what we see, what kind of plants that they have for medicinal purposes in their state. Well, they start out with our very well-known aloe vera. And that is because it's so healthy for us. And we've talked about this before, that aloe vera is really good for your burns and antibacterial properties. And so that is an excellent plant. Bee balm up in Alaska is gorgeous. It is great with tea to help relieve fever. And the leaves smell a little bit like bergamot oil. And I kind of like that bergamot oil because that bergamot oil is a blood cleanser. And it smells great. I'd used it in some of my muscle salves because it's really good for muscle salve too. So bee balm up there with antibacterial plant is great. So if you're walking up in the wilderness, you find a bee balm, you can harvest that, make a salve. Blackberries. If you're lost in the woods, blackberries are fantastic. I used to eat them every day. They help stop diarrhea. And if the blackberries aren't in season, you can actually dig up the roots and gnaw on those, because those are really healthy for you too. How about boneset? Boneset tea and really helps a lot with fever. If you have a really bad case of the fever, boneset leaves and a tea will really help you a lot. And also remember to be very careful, because boneset, if you take too much of it, is fatal. Just put it right out there. So this is why we always make sure what we're taking, where we've gotten it from, who supplies it, we harvest it ourselves, do we know what we're ingesting, and does it have any contraindications with our Western medicine that we may already be on. So take it back to boneset, and that is good for fevers. What about butterfly weed? I've never heard of that, and those are a very pretty plant. I remember when I was up there, I seen a lot of colors and a lot of flowers. And so butterfly weed is good for helping you throw up anything that you might have ingested that you shouldn't have. And so this is going to help just release and just get rid of what is not supposed to be in your stomach because you might have ate something that wasn't proper. Maybe it wasn't the proper berry. You're feeling really ill. But then if you find the butterfly weed and you know what it looks like and you know how to ingest a little bit of that, then you're not going to worry because you're going to puke that substance right out of your body. Catnip. Catnip. Kind of looks like lavender, but it's tinier. And so tea made from catnip leaves will make a sweat, which will help bring down our fever. Plantain, we have that in our yards. Common weed that we chat about. You can chew a few of these leaves. And it's going to help with bee sting and insect bites. You chew them up and then you put them on your affected areas. Sage. Sage is a great plant, and we have that around us, as we know. And sage is really good for steeping with your leaves, and it could help with some of your diarrhea. I know it helps with lungs and colds and things as such. And they say that they can use it as a meat preservation. So if you're up in the Alaskan wilderness, you are going to run across these plants. And make sure that you bring a loud stick to bang or you clap your hands, because there is a lot of bears up there. And what they say is just make a lot of loud noises. So if you're ever out harvesting or looking at plants up there, just remember, be cautious of the bears. Yarrow. Yarrow is a really good option for major bleeding. And the yarrow poultice can help stop our bleeding noses. And we can chew on a few of the leaves and apply them to our wounds if we're really far from any of the clinic or the resources and we have a pretty big gash. This yarrow is going to help a lot. There's a lot of fruiting plants, including raspberries and salmonberries and wild roses that are all edible up there. Goldenrod and the wild geraniums are up there. But as we say, cautionary always, you got to be careful for monkshood, which looks like wild geraniums. The trees up there, they got cottonwood and you can harvest those in the spring and make yourself a salve. So those are some really great ideas about kind of in the wilderness in Alaska, and that they, no matter where you go in the world, if you're just keen on what kind of plants are in that area, you're always going to be able to find something that helps you out medicinally. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.